5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Going on, everybody. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Crazy times. Thank you for joining me. My name is Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Not sure how long we're going to be here, and I'm going to show you proof on why I'm saying that. You know, we all been seeing how the left has been doing, and now you even see how some of those on the right are doing. So thank you for joining me. If you would do me a huge favor, I mean a huge, colossal, out of this world, big favor, hit that like button. Really, please hit that like button for me. Because as of right now, you hitting that like button will help us get past the algorithms. That's how it works. You have to hit the like saying, hey, I like what Will Johnson is doing. I like what Will Johnson is saying. And I like the information Will Johnson is bringing. And if you dislike me, hit the like button. But anyways, so today, you know, they had this thing in D.C. And I didn't even watch it. I seen pictures floating around and stuff like that of this thing that took place in D.C. today. But I refused to watch it. And guess what? No one's going to force me to watch it because I don't have to. You know, it's just like when you know there's a lie and they have, you know, the pushing a lie, you don't have to go along with the lie. Now, by all means, you know, just like to give an example, like when it's, you know, like a grown man of 45 years old, he wake up one day and he decides to put on a dress. Now, if he wants to do that, then by all means, go do your thing, right? Go do your thing. But you can't force me to go along, to play along. Well, I don't want to play along, right? I shouldn't have to play along. See, the bad thing about us not playing along, they call us bigots, they call us hateful. And in this case, with me not playing along, they're going to say that I'm going against the government, that I'm an enemy of the state, when I'm not calling for violence, when they are the violent ones, when they have been lying to every last one of us. What happened today was a total lie. We all know it. Now, for those in the past that sent me emails saying that this would never happen, and I kept saying, if we don't pay attention, if we don't do our part, we're going to end up here. You know who I'm talking about. I've had people call me. I've had people send me emails saying, Will, stop saying that. It would never happen. It would never happen. Well, like I said, I didn't watch any videos of it, not going to watch any videos of it, maybe later on, just to, you know, just say, oh yeah, he did say this and, you know, they're doing this. One thing that came out of it is that he said a report that he's trying to do unity and at the same time he's bashing half of the country. But how do you bring unity when you're bashing half the country? You know, those of us who are Trump supporters and they want to destroy all of us. That came out of the reports, what he was saying today. You know, the Trump supporters are bad people, and they're pushing that. Just the same way they did in Nazi Germany, they put this whole thing out there saying that the Jews were bad people. And guess what happened? They started snitching on the Jews here and there, there. And you know, liberals, they don't even have to, you know, convince Joe Biden and the rest of them don't have to convince or tell the others that, you know, support their sinister ideology that we're bad people because they all believe it. See, us wanting to have freedoms is considered bad to them. Us wanting to recognize the U.S. Constitution is bad to them. They consider all of that bad. They straight up do. So now, if you hadn't noticed, I titled this "The Left to Keep Promise to Jail President Trump and Family." Do y'all recall? Do y'all recall doing impeachment and doing all the stuff that they were throwing at President Trump, even when they could not remove him in the Senate? Y'all remember that? Right after that, they were still so angry. They said, "Well, you know what? This is the left saying this. After we remove President Trump from office, we're going to still go after him to put him in jail." So they're still going to do that unless they're not going to keep their word. See, the reason why I say that they're going to still attempt to try to put President Trump in jail is because of all the support the man has. Think about that. President Trump still has more than half the country supporting him. They cannot have someone like President Trump out in the world where people will unite behind him. It's a major issue for them. I'm telling you right now. Now, I'm sitting there saying it, and people are probably going to probably send me some emails saying, "Oh, well, that's not true. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that." They're probably saying, "It's not true. It's not true." Really? You know, yesterday I had Ben Burkholm on with me, and he and I sat in the House chambers. I was in there when Nancy Pelosi was hitting the gavel, smiling about it. I'm talking about the first time they impeached President Trump. We were there in the House chambers. We were there when history was being made that they impeached a president based on lies, which we all know is total lies, and hearsay, because all of the witnesses that they brought forward were hearsay witnesses, or witnesses they thought this is what he meant to say, or they thought this is what his intentions were, where there was no proof. But they impeached President Trump based on that. So they constantly said that they were going to seek criminal charges after they remove him from office. Do y'all recall that? Do you recall that? And see, now, originally they were just talking about putting President Trump in jail for doing positive things for the nation, because he hasn't done anything wrong as president. Now, if you just want to talk about him being a personal person, just a human being, just a private citizen before he came president, when he was a billionaire playboy, that's a different story. I know there's a lot of people that would love to have lived his lifestyle, and then they all turned on him, you know, because his lifestyle wasn't really a Christian lifestyle. It wasn't at all. Just be honest with you. It wasn't a Christian lifestyle. We all know it. Before he became president, then when President Trump became president, God actually touched President Trump. See, this battle, a lot of people are saying it's over with. I kept saying this president will be the last decent president that walked through the White House doors. And I'm still sticking to that. I'm still sticking to that, because I kept saying it before we got to this point, and here we are. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are walking through the doors of the White House. And, you know, President Trump supposedly, now I there's no way of me verifying this, but President Trump supposedly left this letter for Joe Biden. "Joe, you know I won." Now, I don't know. It's been floating around. I'm just sharing it. And you know what? If President Trump actually did leave this for Joe, I don't blame him. And I agree with him. Millions upon millions, over 100 million people agree with President Trump. But see, the country is completely lawless right now. And they know it's lawless. And they don't care. They're going to still continue down this sinister path of what they're intending to do to the American people. And talking about the sinister path that they want to do, have y'all seen this? Now, I went out to NBC Politics to see if I can find this. And actually, I couldn't see it. Maybe they actually removed it. But Dan Crenshaw which I don't trust Dan Crenshaw, but he happened to retweet it. Okay, let me make it a little bit larger for those that can't really see this. See if we can make this a little bit bigger here. Okay, and we're going to bring it down. Well, let me just read this part first. It says, Biden on day one. Now, we know some of this is absolutely true, what Biden is talking about doing on day one. The only thing I don't see on here is, oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, let's just go down the list, the laundry list here. On day one, join the Paris agreements. Now, we all know Joe Biden is talking about going right back in. And you know what that means? That means going right back into the one world order, the new world order agenda. That's exactly what that means, going right back into it. He's going to go over there and bow down and go on another apology tour, just like Obama did. See, this is a third term for Obama, basically, is what it is, for the globalists, for the elitists. Second one, appeal Trump travel ban. So these countries that want to destroy America, he's going to open it up. Come on in. Wreak havoc. Do whatever it is you want to do to these American people. I don't care about them anyways. They're talking about doing this on day one. I'm not making it up. Actually, Joe Biden has talked about it. So it's not nothing that I'm making up. Halt the border wall construction. They want to stop all of it. And you know what? They're going to start tearing it down. They're going to start tearing it down. Have y'all seen the videos of the thousands of people? The caravan is headed this way. And then when I was talking to Ben Burkwam last night, there's even one report that there's going to be a caravan of 100,000, probably men of the fighting age, coming to the southern border. How do you stop that? We're about to have an invasion. And you know what that is? Them sending all of those people up here to the border now. And, you know, originally Joe Biden said, hold up. But, you know, he's not going to say that now. And they're all on their way. That what's going to happen is the same thing. What's going to happen is the same thing that happened in Venezuela. But it's going to happen not in the years, in a couple of years. I give it 6 months to maybe a year. And then the United States of America will reflect Venezuela to the fullest. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it might be shorter. Maybe it might be a little bit longer. But when they bring all of these people in there, Joe Biden already said that he's going to give them all a path to citizenship. So these people that never had held a job a day in their lives in this nation, guess what's going to happen? Someone has to take care of them. Someone has to do something. Joe Biden already promised them money and citizenship. They're going to get the pass, go and collect. I mean, my goodness. And the American people were going to be left out high and dry. And even these people that supported this demonic entity that took place today, it is a demonic entity. If you ever watched this TV show called The Twilight Zone, I mean, I'm just asking. Anybody ever watched this TV show, The Twilight Zone? Does it remind you of anything? Like it's kind of something that we're, you know, this is The Twilight Zone. Like, I mean, seriously. But anyway, let's go down a little more on this list. Oh, mask mandate. You know, he's already said that. 100 days. I wonder if it's changed to 100 days to 200 days or indefinitely. Which one is it? Because my question about the mask mandate, they've heard rumors that they're wanting people wear masks with inside of their homes. So I guess, does that mean if I do a broadcast that I have to wear a mask even though I'm by myself? I mean, seriously, who, if the mask, they say the mask is supposed to be protecting people. Who am I protecting if I'm the only one here? Protecting me from myself? I mean, you know, the mask is kind of like cutting off circulation, the natural way of breathing, the way God intended us to breathe, right? So, and if I'm walking outside, I mentioned this before, if I'm walking outside, let's say I walk down to the park, walk down to the mailbox, you know, I just want to take a stroll around the block, do some exercise. I could use some exercise, sure. You know, and every now and then I like to walk, but I'm outside. Let's say I'm outside by myself. And my neighbor sees me, Nazi Germany. Think about Nazi Germany, what I'm talking about here. Let's say my neighbor sees me, and then all of a sudden my neighbor goes, oh, calls 911. There's a black man walking down the street without a mask on. You need to send someone out right now. He's endangering our community. Can y'all see that taking place? Can y'all see the tape? And my question is when the police officers show up, because, you know, they got to respond to the 911 calls. They can't just really ignore them, right? So do they send a police officer or do they send a social worker? And if the police officer shows up, does the police officer arrest me? Because I tell the police officer, look, I'm going based on the U.S. Constitution. And the U.S. Constitution, this goes against the U.S. Constitution. Unless the police officer, and I'm going to ask the police officer, unless you're telling me that you are an oath breaker and that the U.S. Constitution is no longer relevant. And I need for you to say that. And I'm most definitely going to pull out my phone and start recording it. I need for you to tell me on camera that you are an oath breaker, because I know the oath that you took has something to do with the U.S. Constitution, has something to do with these domestic terrorists, has something to do with it. So if you sit there and tell me that, yeah, I'm going to arrest you because the U.S. Constitution no longer matters, then at least I have it on camera and I'm going to share it with the world. Because I'm telling you, it's here. It's no longer coming. It's here. It's here. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what we're going to do. Neighbors are going to be snitching on neighbors the same way they did in Nazi Germany. And did you know, in Nazi Germany, during the Berlin trials of the Nazis, they asked one of the Nazis said, how in the world were you able to get all of these people to comply against all of these Jewish people? And they simply said, fear. Fear, that's all it took. We were able to get everyone to be afraid of the Jewish people. Kind of remind you how they're trying to do the conservatives right now, Trump supporters, getting everyone, oh my goodness, Trump supporters are going to attack everybody, even though Trump supporters aren't burning anything or attacking anybody, you know. But they're putting fears, trying to say that all Trump supporters are bad. They're doing it. I mean, I've been telling you it's coming. No one wanted to believe me. It's like I was talking at the side of my neck. I'm telling you, I had so many people sending me emails saying, well, this day will never come. And I wanted them to be right. Don't get me wrong. I wanted them to be right. But like I always say, I see the writing on the wall. All the stuff, like I was talking about, I was sitting in Congress when Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump over a lie, and they got away with that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, looking at the writing on the wall, I said, they did all of this corruption. Nothing ever happened to them. And then we're supposed to believe that they're not going to do the corruption here? Seriously. Who's been sleeping on that? Extended eviction freeze, seriously. Really? Unveil immigration plans. Really? Really? Extended student loan pause. Really? Revoke permit for Keystone XL pipeline. So all of these jobs and all of these student loans, I mean, and I already talked about the immigration coming in. And you know, the eviction, that's part of the whole shutdown, right? So the pipeline is like one of the biggest things on here. It's like one of them. I mean, all the other ones, the whole Paris Climate Agreement, that's taking us back into the New World Order. We all know this. Welcome to the New World Order, everybody. And like I said earlier, I'm not even sure how much longer I'm going to be able to come out and just talk about all of this because of what they're doing. But the XL pipeline, you know how many jobs? That's thousands of jobs we're talking about, not just in the United States of America, but in Canada. Canada's already talking about suing, and they're a communist country. I've had people from Canada say, well, Canada's a communist country, and we love America, and we support President Trump. I had one gentleman sent me a pretty intimate email about his wife and daughter living in the United States, and he's currently in Canada. And he was like, his heart is breaking what's happening here. This is a repeat of what took place in Venezuela, but the jobs, I mean, same thing like Venezuela, the jobs, all the jobs are going to go away. They're going to want to send all the jobs overseas. I've kept telling everybody, when Obama, the Clintons, and even Bush, they made it to where all these jobs went overseas. It wasn't until President Trump came along and said, no, we're not doing that any longer. Stop now. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We're going to have the jobs here for the American people. And guess what happened? China, the elitists, the Clintons, the Bidens, the Democrats, all of them, the globalists, all of them came down on America as straight up coup d'etat under the cloak of an election. And they did it because President Trump was bringing America back. He was bringing America back. He was making America great again. And they could not stand that. And these people literally call themselves Americans. Who in their right mind is like, no, America is not great? And then they even go with saying that, well, America was never great. Have you ever heard that? I've heard that so many times from these leftists, where they're talking about America was never great. And then they go, and then a lot of black people, specifically black people, they go, well, tell me when has it been great for black people? I said, you know what? America was great for black people when black people were reminded to keep the fathers in the household. That's when America was great for black people, when black people were able to just even start banks and even open up businesses and have, you know, the family unit. But the Democrat Party said, oh, we can't have black people doing that because then they'll start coming up. The Democrat Party have done that to the black community. Even today, they still have the projects in the ghetto because of the policies of the Democrat Party. That's how that happened. But before all of that, it was great for black people. And actually, to be honest with you, name one job in the United States of America that a black person cannot hold, you know, because, you know, the left was always pulling the race card, talking about it's all bad. And Joe Biden, they're going to push this whole racial thing like no tomorrow. Hear me now. Believe me later on. White people are going to become number one enemy of the state, especially if you're white and you're a Trump supporter. And I'm telling you right now, I guarantee a lot of white people right now, because they're afraid of being attacked like never before after the past 4 years of being attacked by these leftist demonic people simply wearing a Trump hat. I guarantee a lot of white people right now are not going to wear anything that says make America great. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, because they're bound down to the fear. And a lot of them say that, oh, we're supporting Trump, I support Trump. But now they're not going to say it. Now they're going to get tight-lipped because they want to be left alone. See, that is exactly what the Democrats have done, not only just to white people, but they've done it to black people. They want to shut us up. Freedom of speech is about to go out the window. They have the House. They have the Senate. They have the presidency. They're going to change the Supreme Court. They're going to change all of this. They're going to change all of this. They're going to do everything in their power to make sure that everything demonic stays in place, and whatever is demonic that hasn't come will become in place. I'm telling you right now. So I don't know if you've seen this. Now, I'm not claiming it. This is just a video on Twitter. They're probably going to say something because I'm playing this. This was from one of the vehicles with Joe Biden after they did this, after they certified this total lie. After they certified this total lie, this is what took place. Y'all see this? These are soldiers standing there facing them. But then you go down a little bit further, there's soldiers with their back towards them. Now, the ones that are not with their back towards them, you got to wonder why. Do they not know? Have they not been paying attention? Seriously, I'm thankful that there are men and women in the military, the National Guard, that recognize the lie that took place today. It's a total lie, 100%. And see, they tried to vet these people. They tried to vet them to see if anyone was probably going to do this. And see, a lot of them probably just didn't say nothing. And they stood up today. So I'm wondering how many of them are going to be attacked for doing what they did here. How many of them are going to be attacked? Because we actually have a fraud. It's a straight up fraud that we have right now. Seriously, there's no looking around it. There's no looking around it. And a lot of people probably don't like it. I don't like it, but it's a straight up fraud that we have right now. And like I mentioned earlier, all this stuff, the sinister, demonic stuff that they're getting ready to push onto the American people. And you know what? It's not going to just stop there with the list that I just showed you. For those of you that just joined us, there's a list right here, this demonic list. Okay. And there's another thing I wanted to show with this. Let's go to Dan Crenshaw. See, Dan Crenshaw. Now, I don't trust Dan Crenshaw, to be honest with you, because Dan Crenshaw, he was congratulating these Democrats for impeaching President Trump. For those of you that don't know, he played the whole, one-eyed Willie. That's what I call him, one-eyed Willie. He's a pirate, straight up pirate. But he played like the wounded soldier, like he was fighting for America. He did this awesome video. It was awesome. Him and some other Republicans, like they were jumping out of an airplane, like they're coming to save the day. They did this thing, this whole campaign thing. And it was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. He fooled so many people. He fooled so many people. But he says, who does this help? And this is from the NBC Political or Politics. Paris Agreement, China, Europe, diplomats. Of course, it's all about China and Europe. It's all about China, really, right? The Council Keystone, of course, it helps Russia. No walls, illegal immigrants. Seriously, the working class American priorities, small business, reopening and recovering, nowhere to be found. See, now he's acting like he's for American people after he congratulated them on impeaching President Trump. How many of y'all think Dan Crenshaw is a stand-up guy? Dude is a loser. Loser. And if Dan Crenshaw ever see this and I ever meet him, I'm going to tell him to his face that he's a loser. How dare he? He's going to congratulate these Democrats for impeaching the greatest president in the House. They didn't do it in the Senate. Rumor has it that they're going to go even a little bit further. Rumor has it that they're going to go after, even though they're going to still pull it up in the Senate as soon as they all come in there. And guess what? Just like they impeached President Trump in the House the first time and the second time, you know how they did it? Not on any evidence, not because he actually did something wrong, simply because they had the votes. That's it. And now they have the votes in the Senate. In the Senate and the House. What do y'all think is going to happen here? President Trump. You know what? And like I tell everybody, I'm not giving up faith and I'm not giving up hope. But you know what? They're coming down. They're going to come down hard on all of us. And I'm getting ready to show you, something, what I've been saying all along, because before I get to that though, you know, when they were talking about after the first impeachment and went through the Senate and they said that they're going to arrest President Trump, they're going to bring him up on charges on something, even though after they kick him out of office, you know, they're going to bring him up on something. Charges, they're going to try to charge, they still have to try to put him in jail because more than half the country support the man still. They can't have that. They're afraid, they're still terrified of President Trump. They're terrified of him. And I'm telling you, they're going to go after President Trump to put him in jail. They've already said it. And be honest with you, the people that should go to jail are the people that certified this lie today. Everyone that certified it on January 6th, they all should go to jail. Because why do I say that? Because they went against the U.S. Constitution. Straight up. There's been multiple constitutional lawyers saying, yeah, they went against this, they went against that, they went against this, they went against that. But nothing ever happened. And I'm telling you, because they fear President Trump and because the majority of the nation still support President Trump, they don't see any other alternative other than to try to put him in jail. They have to silence him. Now, you hear a whole bunch of, I've seen a whole bunch of people and they people send me emails saying, well, see, you know, now, what really kind of ticked me off is that a lot of us went along with the whole You know, the whole 160,000 indictments. And I was like hearing it, and I'm like, okay, wow. I used to hear about this 3 years ago, 160,000 indictments, and this is going to happen, this bombshell, the Kraken, and this and this and this and that and this and that. All this is going to happen, you know, like next month, or this is going to happen in a couple of days, a blackout. None of that happened. And you know what I call that? Satan infiltrated our side to give us false information that we would love to see happen. You know, the stuff, I mean, seriously, all these indictments should have happened against all these people that broke the law. Comey, Hillary Clinton, Obama, Biden. Seriously, they should have been arrested. Anyone else like us, we would have been arrested for doing not even half, not even a quarter of what they did. We would be in jail right now. They're telling me they're locking up people simply for being at the Capitol. I was at the Capitol. I didn't do anything wrong. I documented it. I showed everybody what was going on. And I did a citizen reporting. That's it. Which is, you know, part of the free press thing, right? I didn't do any damage to anything. I didn't even call for any damage. And they're locking people up. They're going to go after President Trump because they have to. Because of all the support that he has. Now, the latest thing that I've heard, and I'm gonna talk about it now, and you can call it a rumor, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm tired of people putting information out there saying this is gonna happen, that's gonna happen, this is gonna happen, that's gonna happen, and none of it ever happens. Now, I know some people that talk about different stuff, and I really like these people. I don't have nothing bad to say about them, but I know a lot of these people putting this information out there. And they're constantly saying it, and they're holding on to something. And I know they're holding on to something that is false, or has been false. The latest thing is that the original time for the inauguration was March 4th, right? Have y'all heard that one? See, that's the new thing now. And they're saying, oh, something's going to happen between March 4th and then actually President Trump is going to come back March 4th. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. People should not put out this information like this until we see it happening. When you actually see it happening. Like today, the lie that took place today, I'm talking about the lie because it took place. It is a total lie that took place today. It happened. A lot of people got mad with me because I said, hey, if we don't do our part, it's going to happen. And guess what? That lie that I kept talking about that was going to happen, happened today. So if they don't, which they're probably not because they hadn't in the past 4 years locked up any of these criminals, they're going to go after President Trump and his family. They're going to because they fear them. And then a lot of people are already talking about, you know, Trump 2024. They've already put in legislation to get rid of Electoral College. And I'm telling you, people have sent me messages on that saying, well, they can't get rid of your Electoral College. And I'm like, where have you been living the last 4 years? Have you been living under a rock? It doesn't matter. Look what they just did to these battleground states. And you mean to tell me, how confident are you in believing that they're going to take this legislation, go to these states and have the people vote on it? And then all the votes come in. And what do you think the outcome is going to be on that? You tell me, what do you think the outcome is going to be on that? What do you think? Do you think it's going to be like, oh, we're going to be able to fix this? We're going to be able to fix this? They're going to make sure that these machines are in place because they've already said the machines didn't do anything wrong. They're going to have lawsuits to keep the machines there. And guess what? These total leftist judges are going to be like, yep. This is just a political dispute. There's nothing wrong with these machines. You can't prove that there was any mass thing wrong with these machines. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to leave the machines there. They're going to leave the machines there. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Everything is just fine. Pay no mind to that. Pay no attention to that. Everything's just fine. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. And of course, it's up to each individual state. We have socialist Democrats in the state of Texas, and they almost turned Texas blue. And once they make that move here and they get it certified here, it's done. They don't even have to, actually, you know what? They don't even have to do Texas. Because once they get all of these other states that, you know, per se, get rid of Electoral College, because they're going to do it. You can't tell me after the past 4 years of all the corruption that they've done that they're not going to be able to do it. You're sleeping if you don't think they can. You're sleeping. They're going to do it. And then once they do it, they don't even need Texas I mean, seriously. California and New York, that's it, will decide from here on out. And see, they've already got a lot of people to move out of California. They already got a lot of people to move out of New York. And guess who's going to move in? China. Because China has been buying up all of those properties, pennies on the dollar, because the property value on those went extremely down because people are leaving. There's a mass exodus from California, New York, and these crazy demonic liberals are moving to like Arizona, to Texas, places that they want to turn blue. And what's really amazing is that these demonic liberals hadn't figured it out yet. It's like they hadn't figured it out. There's a reason why they left California. Now they want to turn the same place that they fled from into the same thing like Texas. Let me show you something else. Because I kept telling everybody, you know, right before they removed President Trump on Twitter, I kept telling everybody, I said, you know what, everybody, they're going to go after Paula. I kept repeating it. Because, see, I've worked in IT for 20 plus years. I know how the game go. I know what they're going to do. I talked about it. I saw the writing on the wall. And Paula wasn't the first one that they've done it to. And I said, guess what? Right after that, they removed him from Twitter. I said, they're going to go after Paula because everyone said, go to Paula, go to Paula, go to Paula, go to Paula. Go, 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 go. And I said, look, everybody, they're going to end up removing it. And people say, no, they're not going to do it, not going to do it. And then bam, hello. Did I want to be right? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I want to be wrong. But look what they did. Look what happened. So now, and I'm telling you, because in IT and looking at the technical specs, you know, aspects of it all, and I'm looking, I'm like, okay. So now, you know, because other platforms, because, you know, they can have these websites, you know, the mistake with Paula, they shouldn't have been on AWS, which is Amazon. You know, they should have, you know, bought some servers somewhere and just hosted themselves. Seriously. But anyways, what's going to happen, you know, buying servers, hosting themselves, that's what I'm getting to, my point here. You know, they thought they were safe. And then they were going to try to move it off. They thought they were safe. And then you have other platforms because there's Spreely, which is a platform a lot of people have been going over to. And there's Orbis, which is another platform a lot of people have been going over to. You know, because people are leaving the other platforms. People have been going to Rumble. And there's another one called eVolt that's equivalent to like YouTube, Rumble and eVolt. And a lot of people have been going over to those outlets. And there's Brighteon. And there's BitChute. Okay, everyone's aware of these, right? So guess what? Because you have a lot of people going over to these different social media outlets, the left think, people thinking like, okay, we're going to be safe going over here. Same thing with Telegram. They're going to go after Telegram because they can't see what people are saying. They want to see what we're saying. And they're saying that people are, you know, organizing, doing all this stuff. So to prove my point, and I kept telling everybody, I said, they're going to go after Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, UVerse to get them to stop allowing the DNS, the IP addresses, or any traffic coming from these sites. See, they want to be able to control everything, only like CNN and whatever the left deems to be seen. Don't believe me? Listen to what he says here.
Have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here. Have to turn down.
Yeah, I hear that. See, that's exactly what I've been talking about. It's exactly what I've been talking about. These people are not playing. These people are demonic, 100%. I'm so sick of it. Hold on one second for me. I want to make sure everyone could hear that. All right. All right. And I've constantly kept talking about it. I kept talking about it. And like I said, it's like I'm talking at the side of my neck. And here we are. January 2021. What do you think is going to come next? They're going to implement the same thing that they did in Nazi Germany, but they're going to do it with the fear factor. And I have some people send me messages saying, Will, stop saying it's like Nazi Germany. It's like Russia. It's more. I mean, I'm not saying Russia, what they did in Russia was not good either when the communism set in. But it's more, what I'm saying is more geared to what they did in Nazi Germany, because they're demonizing conservatives and they're already wanting to remove conservatives from society. And I'm not saying that what happened in Russia, there's a lot of similarities there, of course. I'm not knocking what happened. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, it is not equivalent. It's bad. But I think it's even worse today, because what they're actually doing what they did in Russia, China, Venezuela, all of these other socialist countries, communist countries, they're doing it right now. They're implementing it right now, all based on a lie. The lie that took place today. The lie that took place today is 100% a lie. And a lot of people are like wondering, what can we do about it? What can we do? You know, I constantly talk about how we need to pray. We need to recognize that God is in control, even though it's like looks so bad right now. But you know, isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what it's about? That we all go through this terrible stuff, but we stick with our faith in God. I can tell you, some people send me emails where they're literally wanting to take their lives because they see how bad it is. We can't give up like that. We can't give up like that. We have to stay strong. There's already been Democrats out there, socialists, communists, leftists, attacking Trump supporters. I mean, why in the world are they still attacking us if they supposedly have everything? Do you understand what I'm telling you? The reason why they're doing it is the same thing that they did to the Jewish people in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. They want to remove us from society. They want to change our way of thinking. They do not want us to depend on God. They do not want us to depend on God. Their goal right now, they have this movement right now, to discredit any Republican that's still supporting President Trump. That is their goal right now. 100%. 100%. And I know a lot of people right now, and I've seen a lot of people, and they're like, so many people are depressed, and they're depressed because the lie that took place today. Have y'all ever known for the military to turn their backs like that? Have you ever known that? Have y'all ever seen that? Have y'all ever seen that? Where you have military personnel, they turn their backs on the supposed, the reason why they did it, because they know it's a total lie. They know it's a lie. And God bless every single one of them for acknowledging the lie. I don't ever recall. I mean, maybe this has happened in the past, but I've never in my lifetime, I never heard about this happening under, you know, Reagan, under Bush, under Clinton, under Bush, under Obama even. Most definitely didn't happen under President Trump. But the lie that took place today, they did this. Each and every one of them, in my opinion, should get the Medal of Honor. Because they're sticking up for the United States of America. That's exactly what this is. That's exactly what you're seeing here. These people are about to bring the most sinister thing down onto the American people. They're about to bring it down. And if it's not a clear indication about what they were saying with the tyranny from CNN, let me play that one more time. Because I want to make sure that everyone can hear exactly what he is saying here.
Down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
I had to play it again. I want to make sure that you heard what he's saying. And they're all on there. Yeah, just put the Nazi thing on their shoulders and put the Nazi uniform on them. I mean, they're basically saying people should have freedom of speech, but the freedom of the speech that we say you should have. That's what they're doing here. That's what they're saying. Now, like I said, I'm not giving up hope. I'm not, and I'm not giving up faith in my God. But you have man that will come along and deceive all of us if they can. We need to know the truth, and that's the only thing that we should be seeking. And just like today, President Trump, did y'all hear what he said today? He said we're not done. And he said, just be on the watch, be on the lookout. So I'm going to go off what President Trump is saying. I'm going to go off what my president is saying, President Trump. That's what I'm going to go off of. I'm not going to go off with people just spewing stuff, saying this is going to happen. And then people believe all this stuff just to get crushed. I want to believe it. I want the stuff that they're saying to be true. Of course I do. But you know what that's doing to people? Not only emotionally, but physically. See, the left, I truly believe the left infiltrated and they put all this disinformation out there just to get all of us to believe something that wasn't even happening. Do me a favor. If you're watching this right now, please do me a favor. Hit my like button for me. Hit the like button for me. Please do me a favor. Hit the like button. Help me get past the algorithms. You're the only one can make that happen. I'm pray to God that I'm doing my part. And if you like what I'm doing, please hit the like button and subscribe as well. Please hit that like button. You do me a huge favor. All right, let me see here. Wow, okay. It's interesting. So I'm looking on here on my system here and I see people, thank you so much for the super chats, but if for some reason it's not showing it on the other screen here. So let me acknowledge some wonderful people here. Everett Cumble, thank you so much for sponsoring this broadcast. Thank you so much. Holly, you're so awesome. I see you there. Fear is a virtual with liberals. You're 100% correct. Kristen Serrano, if I'm saying it right, thank you for that. Thank you for the blessing. Rob, thank you so much. C. Farana, thank you so much. You're right. It's 1933, Germany. 100%. It's 1933, Germany. All over again. And, you know, they're talking about shutting, you know, they're upset because people like me, and not just me, but there's people that have a lot, you know, a huge followings, like Brandon Tatum, ABL, and I watch them, Mark Dice on YouTube, and they get millions of views, hundreds of thousands of views, millions of views, right? And they're upset because they get more views. And some of my videos get more views than CNN. And they're upset because I'm on here talking to the American. I don't want to lie to you like CNN. That's why people are not paying attention to CNN. But see, that's why they're doing what they're doing right now. They're trying to shut everybody up and only allow them to tell us what we should be believing. And that is their goal right now. All right. Joshua, thank you so much for the cash out. And Jeanette and Nancy, thank you so much for the cash out. Thank you so much. And Stephanie, thank you so much on Venmo. Thank you so much for the blessings. All right, let's see. End Times, thank you so much for the super chat. Space Driven Films. Oh, that's, I like that. Thank you for showing that video. I have shared that video out. Thank you. Yeah, people need to know. People need to know. Because look, they're calling for Newsmax to be removed, right? From the cable networks, along with Real America's Voice. They're calling for them to be removed, right? So once they remove them, and you only have MSDNC and the Criminal News Network, the Communist News Network, and ABC, CBS, the whole total liberal, socialist, communist, alphabet set word news group. When they're the only ones telling us anything, when they make it where we can't even have a conversation like this on the internet, when they take our freedom of speech away, they're the only ones that's going to be able to tell us anything. And people, and you know what? After time, and after a period of time of them lying to us, people are going to believe it. Because that's how it works. They keep repeating a lie until people believe it. And people, they've been doing it for the past forever. The past forever, they've been doing it. It's just after President Trump came along, people started boop, 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 boop. Eyes started opening. Light bulbs started going off. All right, do me a favor. Hit the like button, please. Hansena, if I'm saying it right. Thank you so much. Where are all Trump lawyers? I think you're saying where are all the Trump lawyers? Yeah, you know what? I mean, seriously, yeah. I don't know. I mean, a lot of, you know, a lot of people are looking at the, you know, Linwood, and a lot of people have been looking at, what's the name? I'm really irritated with them. The one that came out, released the Kraken. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even remember her name right now. I'm really frustrated about that. And Sydney, Linwood and Sydney, you know, and they kept saying all this stuff, and along with other people kept saying all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, all this stuff they're saying was supposed to happen before today. Okay. All this stuff was supposed to happen before today. And none of the stuff that they say were going to happen happened. All they did was feed people and get people under in people's emotions. See, the left, they always just only deal in emotions, right? Because they feel a certain way. Well, they came in and they told everyone how to feel a certain way because they kept saying, I believe this is going to happen. And guess what happened? None of it. Now, I know a lot of people don't like me talking about them like that because they're still hanging on to them. And I get it. I get it. I mean, the stuff that they were saying, I wanted it to be true. I'd be lying if I say I didn't. And I'm pretty sure more than half of you, if not all of you, wanted it to be true as well. But with that said, again, I'm not giving up hope. I'm never going to give up hope, no matter how bad it gets. And I'm never, ever going to let go of my faith in Christ. Because that's what they're going to come after soon. That's what they're coming for. That's what they're coming for. Forced out. Thank you so much. The Patriot Party needs to happen. I think it already is happening. My biggest issue with with that is that you have to have X amount of, you know, say so in order to get into the political realm. I think personally, the Republican Party, along with the Democrat Party, both need to go away. I mean, that's my opinion. Both of them need to go away. Because they pretty much betrayed the country. And I know there's some awesome people that's in the Republican Party. Maybe, I mean, they can change their affiliation from the Republican Party to the Patriot Party. But people like Dan Crenshaw, absolutely not. People like Mitt Romney, absolutely not. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, no. No. These people betrayed the United States of America. Along with the Democrats, every last single Democrat. And none of them did anything to stop this lie that took place today. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to it, share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteTheAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.